This, I believe. Fred O. Schwender is a Utica, New York electrical appliance dealer whose imagination and goodwill have given new hope to hungry, disheartened people all over the world. The instruments of this fine work have been the Overseas Relief Center and the Overseas Friendship Center, which he helped found. Hear now the beliefs which led to Fred Schwender's ambitious and successful humanitarian venture.
I have a conviction that I can't look to someone else to work out my problems for me. The seed of this belief was sown in my early childhood under peasant parents in the Palatinate of Germany. My life was lived under frugal circumstances with few wants but intense needs. Yet it was a rich life, backed by a philosophy which was developed by many generations of God-fearing ancestors who, like the American pioneer, had a struggle to make the most out of limiting conditions. I believe that in order to solve many problems today, we need to look within ourselves for the causes rather than in other men, in things, or conditions. Conditions will not change of themselves. We need changed men to make changed conditions. Most of my problems in the last analysis can be laid to my own shortcomings and my own indifference to conditions around me. Mother would often say, in effect, our religion may not make our lives easier, but it will make us stronger to meet life's problems. Though my father was ill for many years, there was no lessening of faith and no resentments. When times grew unusually hard, Mother would quote from Goethe, "He who never ate his bread in tears, who never spend in bitter grief the night's long hours, he knows ye not, ye heavenly powers." It was a conscious effort to seek to know the will of God for us rather than decrying adverse circumstances. It is this experience out of childhood which has helped develop within me the viewpoint of the personal responsibility factor governing every area of life. The intervening years have only strengthened this conviction, a conviction which fosters the building of security within rather than the seeking of security from without. I am living in an age which stresses security in possessions, security through more ease and leisure, security through approval from others, and security against other nations. This striving after security pays the price of more complexities and involvement, which cannot be solved by having the government take the place of God. In the past, men have too often listened to leaders who tended to keep them apart from other men. But the time is now here when men are ready to listen to leadership, which will draw men closer together. A case in point is the Utica Overseas Friendship Center, of which I am co-founder and the present chairman. This volunteer institution, now functioning in its fifth year, is dedicated toward helping build better human relations at the grassroots level. The center is a rallying point around which and through which people of various faiths and diverse national backgrounds serve unnumbered hours, each person expressing that which is ideal to and common within all religions, an urge to lift man along his path of development. On religious doctrines we may differ, but to find a solution to suffering and to bring about understanding and eventual world peace is the desire of each and every one of us. To that I surrender my feelings, my talent, and my spare time. I believe in a conscious effort of feeding, supporting, and strengthening faith with deeds, not seeking for someone else to take the responsibility, but seeking to become co-workers with God instead of leeches, in taking a personal interest in the needs of the times and personal responsibility for satisfying these needs, and in building for security which is within my hands and not within the machinery of offices and government.
That was Fred O. Schwender, a Utica, New York little businessman with a big idea.